There's only one mistake to be made.
Top olive on the page, not the bottom, or olive of olive. So we've been discussing things that have been planted for reasons other than eating, such as making a getter, or even if it's been not planted, to just grew by itself. And we could, if it's in the makom of a kursha, where people don't normally eat it, so then it's considered to be the equivalent of a getter and a potter. And there's no din of arla on it. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, I think is what we were up to. You can eat that.
You can eat it.
Yeah, we're talking about regular fruit. Well, we talked yesterday whether it's Hefker or whether it's Simon, but I mean, can you eat it beside a dinner? How's Arlo? That's the whole point, is that there's no Arlo. That's exactly what we're saying over here, which is amazing. Yeah, it's marvelous. Says Rabbi Elazar, out of the same chain, holistic to big three, let's talk. This is only talking about where you didn't do, you're not going to make it worthwhile to bring it to a place in which it's something that could be sold. And it just doesn't make enough to make it worthwhile to start marketing it. If it's a valuable tree and it makes it, and there's a lot of it, so the tikkul, tzeilatan is tikkul in our Hebrew. So if it would have enough to cover the tikkul that would be required in bringing it to market, so then it makes no difference whether it's in a makom chorshin, because market to wherever they can be reached, as long as they're financially feasible. There's no such thing as chorshin. Why not bring it to market? So it should be chayav in that case.
This
again is about olam ha'elah, right? Olam ha'elah. Yeah. What about if it's a planted for the mitzvah? Certainly not planted to be eaten. So maybe there's no issur of using an orla esther because it's edible. It is considered to be a chayav orla. The law came from Inan lakachtem lachem. It says lakachtem lachem means shalachem. It has to be yours. The law min a mitzvah. You can't take it from something that's set aside for a mitzvah, such as kesef and ma'aseh and so on. So over here, it's set aside for a mitzvah, because what it says over here is yelachem arelim, that as far as the lachem is concerned, which is what it says over here, for the lachem purposes, it's arelim. It's arelim and it's not lachem, that's the whole point. So memela, it's lachem bidamim, v'lo min ha-mitzvah, same thing, so brahma ha-ka. Kumoda same agave shofar. Here, we should be able to say the same way we say by shofar, Yom Tua Yelachem Mikomakom. But over there, it's not a din in the Lachem. It's telling them that it should be for you, and it doesn't matter what it is, what it is that you're using for your shofar. So, in which case, maybe it just means the same thing over here, no? So, saying Lachem, meaning that it shall be Lachem Arelim, and you should just keep it as a din of Arelim. It's not telling you. It's not coming to tell you lachem in terms of lakas and lachem. V'chor shalosh amin yelachem arelim, but then it would mean lo yeachel mikol makom for any purposes. So why? What would be the logic? Ma bino l'mishamer perot av la'itin. I mean, isn't it basically the same thing? Let's say, okay, let's ignore the subject for a moment. If we have over here a case in which I'm planting for some other purpose, why is this different than purpose between etzim or siyag, kolot, or mitzvah? In any case, I want to avoid eating it. Well, I'm certainly not interested in eating it, and we said that it's mine, it's part of Amara. No, kishim, shu rotze b'piyo, kach rotze b'yito, ramach rotze b'piyo, v'yino rotze b'yito, it's a tremendous difference. Here he wants the tree. Over there, he wants the tree for purposes other than peyrot. So it's not natatem soleis ma'achal, because I'm not interested in the tree. The tree is the ma'achal. Mashenkin over here, what do I want?
I only want the tree for the Pharaohs. I'm not interested in it. I don't need it for Akiva, but I certainly need the priest. If I need the priest, consider it to be there. Then I don't say it's not an eighth makal. It happens to be you want to use it for some other thing. Maybe you like the smell of the tree. So you want for that certainly an eighth makal. And all you're interested in is for the priest. But you can't change the nature of the eighth. You're not focusing on the eighth. You're focusing on the priest. So therefore, this is not the comparison of the two cases. The oath in Hadith, Yom Rabbi Panina, pre, it says by pre Eitz Hadar. Now, Im Omer Eitzo, if you want to talk about that over here and Notea, in this particular case, is considered to be Eitzo, that he's planting a sin and not a tree. So then it turns out that he's not Bidig Biotisir. Because, hang on, you're there for the Tobin Khan. By your standards, if I turned the tree of an Esrog into an eighth, then I wasn't taking three eighths of that. I was taking an eighth of that. It happened to be part of the eighth of that. In other words, if you say it like this, if the tree on a getter becomes an eighth, okay?
So
the, yeah, take your mason to an eighth. And it's puppy. It's puppy from Isis, right? It's not a fruit.
Yeah.
Fine. So you're saying, same thing is true over here. If that's true, you can't use it for an estrogen either. Because the Torah says you have to use the tree, and I'm here at the tree. Because obviously the whole point in the Torah is that you're not taking a tree, you're taking a fruit. So what are you making your comparison for?
No, estrogen is the tree, you take less fruit.
It's true. That's true, but it doesn't help the business. No, okay. What is similar to a case where it would be the same as siyak? Where you planted a zayat tree in order to get oil to burn. Now, this doesn't say anything about needing a tree for burning, right? For burning sonic. So over there, you get telling me, okay, so there's no issue of long as nobody's interested in drinking it, right? They're only interested in consuming it. They're only interested in burning it. So Zayt Zatolah Lik Bo Etam Nora. That would be similar.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, in this case, it's not a Kedian and Tashivas either. It can't be bought just for a getter, but certainly this is the prime use of a Zayt. It's prime oil. For menorah, right?
So therefore, what? Shouldn't be high in the
wood.
What are you saying?
Well, if it's lachanika, then it should be the same as the case here. Yeah, the first case is lachanika menorah. The second case is the menorah of the mikdash. But we want to make an afkamin between them. Omer beis barbon zed var torah the zed ibrahim orla zirayta. This din is only a barbon, obviously, lachanika. But Adam Ha'achin, what are you going to say? That because you need it to Ner Hanukkah, therefore it should be Mavato, the din of Orla. I mean, well, Mike, it's a fruit. If you want to go ahead now and use it as a mitzvah, that's fine. But it's certainly not going to take off its din of a ma'achal. The truth is, I don't know the answer to that. This doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't make sense. I don't know. It shouldn't matter what you're doing it for. I mean, there's a Chazon Ish, it talks about it that he brings, but it doesn't seem to add anything. I'm not answering that. So, okay, if you want to make a comparison, compare it to a Zayt and it's a Ola Hatzik Botam Marah from the Beshamigash. There's Zed Vartara. Then you can say that the usage of something that has a Hashimah of the Vartara would change the Yeraisit status from a pre of Orla to a pre that's not taxed to Orla. It's a pre of an eighth that isn't an eighth mazal. Now, I mean, there's this whole sugya, the claw, all through shots about what the impact is of the Rabbanan on the status of the Yeraisit. And there's a lot of shadings in this. I mean, over here it would seem to be totally in terms of what your purpose is. I mean, sort of disregards this purpose. Maybe it's because of what you said. You know, I said before, the Zayat is so cautious.
in terms of your life. We only look at that. The fact that you have a need in terms of Drabbanan can't define nature, the standards of the life.
Well,
it's not satisfying.
Both food, you know, that the general use of a...
But all they should have called apart, I mean, I understand. So then in the sea, I also would say local women, just because your apple tree is looking close together. I mean, Rishina ben Yochim boy came in with Yochim. Natsu sara tachton v'siyag v'elyon l'makal. How about, if you have a large tree over here, the bottom part acts as a siyag, but the upper part you want to use for your peros, okay? As we said in the Mishnah, we had the case where the inner side you want to be eating the peros up, and the outer side you want to use it as a siyag. But our question is over here, suppose the actual trunk of the tree is a siyag, and what grows up on top of the tree you're gonna eat. So what's the deal over here? Would you say that it's possible to say that the bottom of a tree would be putrid but the top of the tree is higher, or vice versa? Or you maybe you would, and maybe it's the same as the case of the Pnimi and the Pisan. On Marley, Yihada, it's exactly the same. It makes no difference whether it's the top and the bottom, or the side and the front. The point that he's making is there are elements of a tree that can be called an Eitz Ma'asal, and elements that are not called an Eitz Ma'asal. He said it's Achton Asiyag. No, Yom Ma'asal, he said it's Yom Asiyag, it's Achton Ma'asal. Either way, it's considered to be the same. I don't care, even, in other words, I'm making even a bigger chiddush. Even if the bottom of the tree has one din, and therefore that should be koveya, that it is an Eitz Ma'asal. The top wouldn't be an Eitz Ma'asal, because it's even more astounding. It's exactly the same. Amazing. Kate said, who you're gay, huh? So, in other words, what defines the part that's coming? Is there like is there a sign on it? Maybe he's a modal. Put a piece of wood up and make a note. I've got the siyad, we can't lay off from Asa. It's white. Maybe boy. I understand that, okay, you want to say that we're going to be Machayev, be Machmir, that even something that grows out of a piece of wood becomes a tree on top. But are you going to say the other way around? That a Tzadatachon Lamachal, so that means already the Tzadatachon is considered to be a Chetzavitcher. Now the Elyon grows with Siyar. Don't we have a rule that Godel Mitok Isur is Asur? And nonetheless, you're saying, even though it was God on the Torah, sure, it somehow becomes heter when it comes up to the top of the tree. How do you manage that? Well, this is where the Yerka dies. Indeed, this is what he owns. I'm going to be the Shemir of Yonatan. But south, Shakoyakar, shall crow the Shatlo, Hafimu Moses Kama, Asur, Shain Yulei Sur, Ma'alin et ha'isur. He holds that if you replant the basal, even though now you have enormous yidurim, and the ikur is like bottle of water, you would think, yidurei isur cannot be mevato, something from which they grow. Because anything that grows be it. So, okay, this is Rabbi Yehuda indeed holding l'shita tos. The halacha should be exactly the same over here. If the Tzad Elyon grows, the Tzad HaTachton, you refuse to accept it, it should be answered. But that's where the Dirashit all over it. So over here it'd be the same thing. How about if you change your mind? How about Nitzah Olesya? Maybe the Nitzah was really for purposes other than Eitz Ma'achal. So the Vinatah 10 was not even Eitz Ma'achal, but Chishavah of the Ma'achal. And then he changes his mind and he decides, you know what? It's such pretty fruit, let's see the operative for fruit. But the Machshava, it suddenly becomes a tree, the Machshava. And how about if it was originally planted in the Machal, and then he decides to leave it in as a siyam? Now, Loko Himeno, he can't take off the Din of Arla once the Din of Arla was chayav already. How about if it's the Oshana Rishana L'siyag? How about he planted the first year, meaning as he planted it, his God's brother, it should be a siyog for the first year.
Okay, so you need the year of Shemirah, so he thinks to himself, oh, if the walrus is growing, wait, Barnett, through Monday you have.
For what?
Tell me how many blocks you can do.
Pick a parrot
that gives you the requisite number of dollars. What can you do through Monday? I don't know what that means. 5 blocks, 10 blocks, 30 blocks, 50 blocks,
100
blocks. 5 to 10.
If I knew any day today.
Would you be more for me to look right now and give him a
container?
Sure, you'll do a pair of two?
Sure,
I'm not going to call it your turn.
Who's
that new couple? I bring in that person. Yeah, okay, so this is what we're saying. This is what we're doing, Shita Tov.
Yeah, okay.
We went back. So our question now is, how about if you had in mind that it should be a year's worth of siyag, and then after that it should be l'malchah. You can't fail it, you shave it on l'malchah. You see much, if you shave it on l'malchah, you'll get siyag. So the Torah, because it originally included a machsheva to be a fruit tree, it should be fine. But the meaner of Yossi Omer, you love to be l'malchah, like it's on the siyag. Of course, what's the comparison? Taman, the Makal Olam, the Siag Olam. There's no comparison at all. Over there, what was Makal was absolutely for Makal. What was for Siag was absolutely for Siag. Over here, your Makshava Lakatila included on this same tree, included the Siag of Orla, because the next year it was going to be for fruit. Okay, how about if all 3 years was not for fruit? How about Nitello Shaloshanim Lissia? And then Mikanve Lafishevel of Lamaka. So what is the din? Is that considered to be now, you can't tell me it was an Eru of Makshavas. It was never an Eru of Makshavas an answer. It was Eru of Makshavas of spring, but not an answer. So what's the point? The point that there was in my mind an answer of Arla, or is the point that it was Nogea? The fruit is my question. Well, the Hosif, what does the Pesach say? The Hosif, Tosafto. In a case where it was Losif Lachem, so it was Mosif. So here, it continued to grow in the next year. Right? So the tree that grew during the 3 years was Moses now in the fourth year. What's the din of the Tosefet? In other words, Enochinani, let's accept that what grew during the 3 years is Pesach. Because you're not troubled with it, it shouldn't be sin. But is the din of Netar Avoid a continuation of Shalosh Shanim? So these Tosefet should be now Netar Avoid. So do we say that how can there be Netar Avoid if there's no Orla? So if you're the Omer, if there's no Orla, so there's nothing to have a Tosefet on. The whole point, if it was Orla all along, then you follow indeed the time of Atana Tatatri and so on. And then anything that would have continued to grow afterwards in the Revias would have been Osir, obviously. But that's because it follows what grew before. He holds even though the ikur from where it grew from is Pesach, but in order to define what this is, even in the fourth year, where it's not yet Netar Avoid, it's continuing to grow from the third year. What grows in the fourth year, in your mind, was the tree. Even before it became Netar Avoid. So if it was a tree, then at that point it becomes Pesach. Ayotaina. How could it become Osir? I thought we'd go according to the Shas Kamata. And the Shas Kamata wasn't Orla. Doesn't matter. Even though the Iker from which it grows is not Orla, the Tosefet is Orla. Rabbi Yossi, how did Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it says the Tosefet is proper.
Mikamaya Kasha, it seems to me that on the surface, it seems to be a problem from the following price, as I'll tell you in a moment. But that's only on the surface. Mikumaya is interesting. Mikum, in other words, from the edges, superficially, it seems to be a problem. Valesi, but it isn't really a problem. Well, Nekad, I have a way to explain it. And let me tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking out loud over here. So how did it tell me? Well, I was thinking that the bride that says, Sadesh hevi ashlish lifnei God. Velakha Yisrael. So here you had a Sada, I mean, here we're talking about in southern Syria where they never move a chayiv, a goyan bais. Comes on now a Jew, and he buys it. Now, obviously, if he had bought it before it was big Mahapri, in other words, before it was Nisgadol Shalish, so it would have been fired, because then it was Gadol, even Bereshuto. That's the important thing, is Yonat HaMasot, which is Avad Shalish. But here he bought it after it was Avia Shalish. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tosefet Patur, Rachomim Omer Tosefet Chayav. Rabbi Akiva is good. I mean, if Lamaita, the original cherish of the fruit now, after it's Nisgadol Shalish, is proper. So what continues to be potter, what continues to grow from what's potter is potter. Whereas the Chachamim say, Atosefet Chayev. And therefore, whatever, fine, the part that grew, B'day Achamim says potter, but whatever grew should be now Chayev. So I thought on the surface that this is the same case as the case that Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying over here. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says we should go butter the shoresh of it, and the Chachamim say no, you don't go back to the shoresh of it, you go according to the Tosefet of it. However, I realized that I made a mistake, and it was only a superficial problem. Because the point is that over there, the Rabbanim are simply saying that you don't follow the Iker to practice something. But over here, we want to be machayev the Tosefet is because it's now growing as a new thing, the Isra. Halka Iker, Halka Tuva, Tosefet Chayav. That's why I made a mistake. I'm going to be open deeper to Rabbi Yishmael. Kosha Imla Orla Imla Ravoy. It's clear from Rabbi Yishmael that if there was no Orla on it, there can't be a dinner Ravoy on it. So over here, our case, 3 years for offense, fourth year for Ma'akal. We don't say that now in the fourth year it becomes net Ravoy, because if there's no Shalosh Shanim Yelacham Arelim, then there's no Ubashan Arelim. It's Uba Shana Revi'id. So without the Uba Shana Revi'id, there is no Shana Revi'id. So therefore they have to go on with your opinion, boy. Achi Elo Shalosh Shanim Orla? What exactly are you saying? Now, it's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan's question is. We're going to have a muscle from there. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying, do we need 3 years of Orla? I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says that the meaning over here is, what he's asking is, Iker Orla Tzrichalai. Iker Orla Pachot Yisharo Shani. What he was asking is whether we say when it comes to Orla that there's no such thing except an Orla Shalosh Shanim, because it says Yelachem Arelim Shalosh Shanim. So let's say that he originally had intended for it to be a Siyat. We said that after you change your mind, Nimlach Aleha, the halacha is that it becomes Orla. So now let's say the second year you change your mind.
Yeah.
At this point it becomes Orla.
Yeah.
You forget 2 years worth of Orla now. Right? Is 2 years Orla to make Netar Ravoy? Is that the point? Or is that we need the full Orla, right? So maybe there's no din of Orla at all, because Orla means 3 years. So, I mean, according to that, it means that Rabbi Yochanan, if this way we understand it, Rabbi Yochanan was the Tzupach, whether Baba Machshava is Chayev at all. Now, as we took before for granted that you can be Baba Machshava, you can change your mind and decide it's Macha. He said, I don't know. If it's changing your mind means you'd only have 2 years of Orla. Is there such a concept of 2 years of Orla? I mean, either it is Orla or it's not Orla.
So he was asking Tainas Rav Yonah not about Meter Avoy. He was asking whether Bechlala Tzayas Orla was in trouble. Obviously that implies that Meter Avoy wouldn't be there. Whereas Rav Yonah says, no. Iker Avoy Tzayas. He was asking whether something that doesn't have an Orla has a Meter Avoy. For Orla, for sure. If it's 1 year of Orla, that he changed his mind at the end of the second year, it's also Orla. He's not questioning the Gemara that we had before, that if he changes his mind in the middle of it, it's Baba Makshava. What he wants to know is, when Rabbi Shmuel said, without an Orla, there's no Revoy. When you say there's no Orla, what do you mean? You mean, there's no full Orla, Shalosh and Inni Elakim Arilim, because without a full Orla, there's no Bashanah to be eat. Or, he's saying, no, and there needs to be Orla for Revoy, if there's Orla for a year, that's also enough to make it Revoy. And that was his question. If I have a tree which is planted partially now in Eretz Yisrael, since part of it is in Eretz Yisrael, when for all intents and purposes, all of it is in Eretz Yisrael. And we're talking about the Chiyuv of Matana Yisrael. We'll see. We're going to compare it. So I'm tying the whole thing is higher. You have to take up from the mitzvah from the whole thing.
What?
Right? That's what it seems like.
Why would you?
Because we had this in the Bible recently. The question is whether the Yanika is closer in this area of Lamala, remember? So even in the case we had a rock, and the rock forces the roots in two directions. Remember, we're talking about God, they've been about a chokha of the Zikin. I mean, it's strange we have the same figure. Right, so the question is it harder Miss Arne? We said the Yanika mixes now. But we brought Mamish the Sugya. But the Yanika mixes in the tree, so it doesn't matter. The part because all of the fruit are growing mixed as far as it's raw. We weren't going to get to it, right?
The form of the only Israel?
Right. No, we said before that Orla is nice, but it's only if you see it. I mean, it's different.
But
I'm not talking about Orla here. We're talking about now. No, we're talking about mice. This issue over here is a question of mice. So he holds essentially that we have several of a kulo, and as we'll see. I mean, right now we can assume that he's saying it's kulo, meaning that it's kulo several mamish. It'll turn out that he holds several of a kulo murabim because you have a tarugus of the yanika. This is where we ask in our Gemara. But you see from here that the roots are not mitpashet. Right? And we asked, it's talking about that there was a tsumma underneath, and it was rock, and the roots couldn't penetrate that. But the Avod Hashem of Yochanan says the meaning of it is not the ketetel of the Musar, Mu'uravim Zebezet. What Rabbi Yochanan can't explain Rebbe. And it's what Rebbe was saying. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not that it's bottom line, but that it's mixed, because you have a mixed nourishment. And that's the point. Rabbi Zeira says the Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shoresh Patur Poter. The truth is that the part of it that's growing from the Shoresh that's in the Chutvar is Patur. So that was a reference to the Sugya of Bikurim. When you have over here a case that it was talking not about foot cards, but a case where you had a shorish that was growing from another guy's field. And the din is that you don't take vikurim from that. We compared this also. We talked about vikurim, if you recall, here in Bava Basra, that if your tree is being yonic from your friend's field, then it's not admasacha, it's not vikurim admasacha, and you can't bring it. So if there's one shorish that is being yonic, that shorish that is potters from bikurim. So now that halakha that we say. So ma, when we say ma, to Rebbe omer shorashim chayim zemizeh, it appears in that sacrifice of Yochanan that he says that you potter the entire thing because one shorish potters the rest of it from bikurim. Because according to the Shem Yomil argument on Rebbe, we should say that the part that's in your area is called Admatacha.
apparently he agrees with Rebbe. Is that the pshat? No, that's not the pshat. Because divya koli, offer shores patur poter. Of course it should be going according to everybody, even if you hold like a shimonim. But what he's saying over here is dafka shores patur poter here, because it's the same as a case where when it comes to bikur, we have a special halacha that aimed at Neymar. Shorish potur poter b'shorish yashan shishvish b'toch shvalatov shal chavim ro. It's a different halacha. There, when it comes to bikurim, it has to be completely admatzacha. If it's not admatzacha, so then it's as if you're stealing it from somewhere else for God to be bikurim. It's not a complete gift to you from God. Masha Inkain, in our case, in Yishrish Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz, lo b'dah. I'm not saying over here that we shouldn't go buster the area that's growing in your property, because it's there at the shiloh of whether the father was a chiyav on it or not. Fine. So the prophet's not a chiyav, I'm not bringing. What's the difference? But there's something that's a chiyav, that's chiyav I'm bringing. That's not what we're talking about. There we go, according to where it's growing, and it's coming from my adama, and I'm not taking it from anybody, it's considered to be had much, there's no problem. With the other thing on there, Hafila Pnimi L'Makal V'Hachitzon L'Tiyag Hapnimi Chayav V'Hachitzon Patur. That's what I read in the Mishnah. Well, I don't get this. According to what you're saying, that you go according to the mixture over here, why isn't the Tzatzitzon, which is also nourishing the Tzatzimi, why isn't it popular? Because we'll see later on that when it comes to Orla, let's say you do a harkava on an old tree when it comes to Orla, and over there we say that it's focused. That the younger tree is buckled essentially to the older tree, and the whole thing is kosher, and we send it under the lot, not to have Orla from it. And so here too we should say that essentially, if something is being yonate from something else, so the inner side is being yonate from the outer side, so it should be no different than the yalda that's being yonate from the zikina. And it doesn't matter that we don't say, well, look at the nose, look at that. We take a look where it's coming from. So it should be the same thing here. Yitzhak Tzadach is from the Tzadach Yini. Rabbi Zira Amala, down. Rabbi Zira says the following, not many names. Rabbi Law says, none of us, Rabbi Reza says, this answer. That Ra'uigu Lachshova Lav Lachadva is known. Look at this. Because the Shrashim in our case is different than the Shrashim in this case. Because in our case, suppose you changed your mind and you decided you want to take the fruit from the outer part. There's nothing innately non-Orla about it. It's only your Lachshova that's non-Orla. So therefore, the element of the Yanika that is the Yonek Perot, even the Shitakha, was always meant to be Yonek Perot. There's nothing wrong with the Shalashim for Orla. There's only something wrong for this side of the tree, because I'm not planning on eating it. But the moment that I would change my mind, it would all be Orla. How could it all be Orla? It's growing from an old tree that isn't Orla. Obviously, that's not the case, right? It's not going from an old tree to Zachayev and Orla. It's just on the side that wasn't the Yuchid for Pharaoh. So therefore, how can you compare that to the case of a Harkava later on, where the Etzem tree is objectively not an Orla tree? That's what Rebbe Eliezer finds the difference. With Yogi, the shame of Yochanan, says Shoshim ain't the end mamash. When it comes to the din of Bikurim that we compare, we have about three din that we're comparing with each other. There's been a Kumasamaisis, there's been a Bikurim, there's been a Varla. And actually, we raised another issue earlier, which we got a bit of stealing. Okay, but that's an aside. So when it comes to Bikurim, we follow the note. So Shoshim in Behem Mamash. Amr Rebbe Zeir Rebbe Yossi, Vitzteirush Shamatna bin Rebbe Yochanan. Is this something that you heard from Rebbe Yochanan? That he said that they wish that Bikurim be robust in the nose? Or are you extending something that you heard from Yochanan? And really, you were dealing in the sugya of Orla. Or Ba'orla Habitan Kayamun. You were actually talking about Orla. And then, you're getting it mixed up. Vitkarat, I don't know if it's Bikurim. And you're
you are confusing this with Bikurim as if he said it for Bikurim, whereas really he only said it Lagabi Orla. But by Bikurim, it may be otherwise, because by Bikurim, actually, we're more Matzah, as we saw before, because you need to have Ad Matzachah. And Ad Matzachah, part of it, we saw that, if part of it is coming from somebody else's field, you don't bring it. So maybe the same thing is true of Chutzpah. It's like it's not Ad Matzachah. It needs to be Kula Ad Matzachah. Maybe you're confusing Orla with Bikurim. Because I don't know the Bikurim Amar Sharashim named them Mamash. All the Rabbis here, how does the Tevra Sharashim named them Mamash? Bishi Shrishu Mechutzvar Tzaharet. Abba Bishi Shrishu Ma'aret Mechutzvaret. Sharashim Yesh Lehem Mamash. It could well be that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the Din of Mice action, not any of the other teams. And therefore, and nonetheless, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes about Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. It could be over here, he's saying over here like Rabbi. Right? The reason that he says that in the Mamash is that there's a difference between Yishrishu and Mechutfar, whereas Yishrishu Meret Yisrael Mechutfar. If you have a Milan that was planted in Mechutfar, now it grows its roots and its roots penetrate into Eretz Yisrael. So over there we're saying if the Iker and the Tia of the tree is in Chutzpah, some of its roots penetrating Eretz Yisrael is not the fire of it in Shomet HaMaisa. But vice versa, if I had an Ila that was Natua Ba'aret and some of its roots went to Chutzpah, so there it certainly does make a difference, because you're not going to say that you can use it to take off a vadai, because maybe the anika over here is like a, you know, less, but nonetheless you're only chayav on the anika sahir, right? And maybe the anika of the Eretz Yisrael part would be bought. So because normally the halacha is that when we do bitter is bought in heter. Heter is never bought on it. So, we don't say that a heter becomes iser. So here we're going to say there's heter, it's not going to become iser. Yenikas patur is not going to become bottle. It's always going to be broken, no matter what. Yes, the yenikas patur will never become chayav. And therefore, this tree itself, you can't use its tevel as if it's kulay tevel. Because it's not kulay tevel. Whatever proportion of it, it did not become Isser, and it's very important to know. The whole bin of Taruvus is only set to be Mavapal Isurin, not to be Mavapal Hatarin. So how can you use something as Heter and take off Shemus and Isis from it on something like this? That's the point. Sipka Lizkena Fatur. Let's say you were self-safe. No, it's not like that. You add it on to your own with the selection of the Harkava. We need an amount of Hebrew, right? So you added it to the Zekina. The Zekina is already posted to Orla years. It's possible. But how about if you remarked it to a tree in Chutzlar, even though in Chutzlar there is Orla Midrabbanan, right? Or Malach Meshmikina, as we're saying, but still the question over here would be, remember that when it comes to Chutzar, the business of Suffolk Arlo's Mut, so the question over here is, if you hold it ain't Arlo Chutzar, and Bruce said we had that Maniyama before, on Pakistan, it ain't Arlo, so sure it makes nothing, or if you hold it as Suffolk Arlo, so what would be the case if you were to tap your first Kina? So the chutzlars would be patur. Lehegdesh chayav. When it comes to a question of attaching it to an ilon of hegdesh, then even though the hegdesh itself doesn't have a field of orla, if we dash in lachem, I don't mean lachem, not for hegdesh, but if I use the hegdesh tree to grow a tree of mine, a yalda, it will become chayav. And the tzara takton, and the tzara elyon, let's say that you had
the case we had before, where part of it is a siyog and part of it is a part of the tree is chayav and part of the tree is plachim, it would also be chayav. So who wrote, now the reason for this is why lahegdish is chayav because it's roi l'tzotz on l'chayav. Since at any point, similar to the case we had before, where you could change your mind, at any point over here you could be poted. The moment that you would be poted, then it would become chayav. And since there's a shayach chut, at least, for the root over here, to become chayav, so therefore the yaldah that's growing from it is also chayav, just as we saw as far as before. Right? So it's like one, it becomes like one tree. Over here it's not the same as the kuinah, because it's kenaz be'et, and physically not orla. Over here it's halachically not orla. Halachically I can change by changing my mind, by being poted. Mitzad el-yon, we already saw the reason for that. Mitzad el-yon, you're chayav, because you can always change your mind and make a chayav. Right? Because we said it's all dependent, you can be baba makshava. Right? I decided to resolve. I decided to use it for fruit. I can use it for fruit. Now, Rabbi Yossi, the Chora, who said that the Tzad Achita is possible, Tzad Afnini is chayav, seems to agree with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was one who said before that we don't go according to Shalashim, the Gabi Chutzot, we go according to where it grew. But if you held like Rebbe, then the Torah you would have to say that the Shalashim mixed anyway, right? And therefore it should be Hayav, as you want to know. It's not the thing. A few of you spoke to Rebbe, Orla Tzriyel Adato, and Hafrot and not Tzriyel Adato. There's still obviously a difference, because we said, even if the Shorashim mixed, it isn't the same Shorashim really when it comes to Arla. It's because these Shorashim themselves, when it comes to growing food from around the Siyog, the Shorashim themselves are potter. Because according to your Makshaba. And therefore, to compare this to the case we read in the Sarnam of the Chiyah Mice and the Chiyah of Arla, over there, Mice is not totally in your dad, it's not in the Chiyah, where it's coming from, that's all. Well, who cares what you thought? And over there, maybe in a tsunami, I would agree completely with Rebbe. He says, I would like to turn it on. Good.